Lesson 39, Liquid Verbs and More Conjunctions. In this lesson, we're going to study a special group of verbs called liquid verbs, as well as study our last group of conjunctions. First of all, liquid verbs. Liquid verbs are verbs whose stems end in one of four different consonants. The first one is lambda. A verb stem that ends in lambda is considered to be a liquid verb. Secondly, if a verb stem ends in mu. Thirdly, if a verb stem ends in nu. And fourthly, if a verb stem ends in rho. Lambda, mu, nu, and rho. These consonants are called liquids. Liquid consonants. Therefore, if a verb stem ends in one of these four consonants, that verb is considered to be a liquid verb. Secondly, in this lesson, conjunctions. A conjunction is a word that joins two words, phrases, or sentences together. The most used conjunctions are the word and, but, because, and as. Here are the vocabulary words for this lesson. First of all, liquid verbs. The first word is crino. Notice if you remove the first person singular ending, the omega, the verb stem is queen. If you notice up above, the third letter in our liquid verb chart is nu. Queen ends with a nu, therefore it is a liquid verb. Crino is I judge. Balo. Notice if you remove the omega of the first person singular, present active indicative form, you have bal. It ends in lambda. Therefore, it is a liquid verb. Balo means I cast or I throw. The third word is apostello. I send. Notice again, if you remove the omega of the first person singular, present active indicative, if it's apostel, it's a liquid verb. The conjunctions in our vocabulary, Allah means but. Hoti means because or that. And hos, notice the rough breathing, hos is a conjunction, as in our text in John 1:1-18, meaning as. Lesson 39, Liquid Verbs, page 2. The present tense of liquid verbs has the same form as other verbs. In other words, it appears in the present active indicative, present middle, and present passive indicative in the same form as all other verbs. It's when we get to the future tense and to the aorist tense that it takes on a different form. The future tense of liquid verbs, and while we're taking this information, you might want to look to the right to page 3, as we have the future active and middle forms of crino, I judge. The future tense of liquid verbs. The future active and middle indicative of liquid verbs is formed by adding epsilon omicron, or epsilon by itself, or epsilon epsilon to the verb stem. The usual formation of the future tense is to add sigma omicron or sigma epsilon to the verb stem. The epsilon contracts with the following verbal vowel in accordance with the rules of contraction. And so that's why these are called liquid verbs. Is the vowel for forming the future and aorist tenses are different than the other verbs. They start out the same, but once we get into the future and aorist tense of these liquid verbs, instead of a sigma omicron or sigma epsilon, it's the epsilon omicron, epsilon epsilon, and this last epsilon contracts with the vowel, the first vowel of the ending, according to the rules of contraction. The future tense of other verbs. Now, this is interesting. Some verbs have liquid stems in the future tense, but not in other tenses. In other words, a word can start out and not have one of the liquid consonants, but as it changes tenses, the verb stem changes and eventually changes into a verb stem that ends with a liquid consonant. Notice the example. The future of Lego, I say, is arrow. Well, that word has really changed once it reached the future tense. But notice the ro is the last letter of the stem er, arrow. Arrow is the future, I will say, of Lego. But Lego is not a liquid verb, but it becomes a liquid verb in the future tense because of the ro at the end of the stem of the verb. The stem of the verb went through a change in the future tense. The first aorist of liquid verbs. The aorist tense of liquid verbs is formed by adding arufa to the stem of the verb and making changes within the body of the word. The usual formation of the aorist tense is to add sigma alpha to the verb stem. So basically, with a liquid verb, you're adding alpha instead of sigma alpha. Notice the example. The aorist of apostello, I send, is apostela. Notice the changes that took place within the word, especially the epsilon iota. The epsilon changed to epsilon iota. We lost a lambda, and instead of sa on the end, it's just plain alpha, a. So apostello is I send, apostela is I sent, the aorist tense. So it is interesting that apostello, a liquid verb to begin with, because the stem ends in lambda, in the aorist tense form, the aorist tense is just alpha instead of sigma alpha, and changes take place within the framework of the word. Lesson 39, Liquid Verbs Continued, page 3. The future active indicative of crino, I judge, is as follows. The first person singular, crino. Notice the difference between the present active indicative form and the future. Notice in the heading, the future active indicative of crino, this is crino. There's now a circumflex over the omega. The formations are the same as the present tense, but the characteristic of the future of liquid verbs is the change in accent. Crino is I shall judge, or I will judge. It's the future tense of crino, I judge. First person plural, crinumen. Obviously, a contraction has taken place. We will judge. Second person singular, crines. And notice the ace ending is, it's the same formation as the present active indicative, except it has a circumflex over the iota instead of an acute accent over the first iota. Translated, you will judge. Krineta, you will judge. Third person singular, krine. Instead of krine, it's krine with a circumflex over the iota. He will judge. Krinusen, they will judge. The accent gives it away. The appearance of both the present tense and the future tense are pretty much the same. It's the accent that gives way, that declares and shows that a contraction has taken place and it is now in its future form. The future middle indicative of krino is as follows. Krinumai. Instead of krinomai, it's krinumai with a circumflex. I will judge for myself. Krinumatha. We will judge for ourselves. Second person singular, krine. Instead of krine, it's krine with a circumflex over the eta. You will judge for yourself. Krinestha. You will judge for yourselves. Third person singular, krinetai, he will judge for himself, and krinuntai, they will judge for themselves. The circumflex accent, along with the contractions that have taken place, tell us that this is a liquid verb that has gone through contractions to arrive at its future, and of course its aorist forms. Now it is difficult to chart out the various forms of liquid verbs. As you can see, a liquid verb can stay liquid through every tense. Some verbs can start out and not be liquid verbs and take on liquid stems later. Each word must be looked up in a lexicon and studied for itself to find out what tenses of that word become liquid, if indeed it ever does. But just so you understand what a liquid verb is and how it has arrived at its final expression through contraction. Lesson 39, Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read John 1, 1-18, and emphasize the conjunctions in the text. There are no liquid verb forms in John 1, 1-18. All of the material that we have studied in Lessons 11 through 38 are now underlined and parsed in the text. Beginning with line 1. NRK, N being a preposition used with the dative case, is translated in, NRK, in beginning. Ein was, hologos, the word. Kai, interesting, there is a conjunction that we have been introduced to earlier. Remember, a conjunction joins two words, two phrases, or two sentences together. So in beginning was the word, and hologos, the word, ein was, pros ton theon, with the God. Pros, again, is a preposition used with the accusative case. Pros is translated with, but has the meaning of face-to-face or equality. Line 3. And, there's another conjunction. We actually have three sentences joined together by conjunctions. And, theos, God, ein, was, hologos, the word. Line 3, verse 2. Houtos, this one. English texts translated he. Houtos, demonstrative pronoun. Near demonstrative, pointing to this one. ain, was, en, arche, in beginning, proston theon, with the God, that is face to face or equal to him. Line 5, verse 3. Panta, all things. Diao tu, that's dia, preposition used with the genitive. Dia is translated through. Diao tu, through him, agenito became. Agenito is the aorist tense of ginomai, showing a one-time point of creation. All things through him became. Kai, another conjunction. Choris, autu, without him, another preposition. Choris with the genitive shows separation. Without him, agenito became, ude, not even, hen ho, one thing, which, gegonen, has become. The perfect tense, gegonen, showing something that has taken place in the past by creation and still exists today in its effect. Line 7. En auto, in him, zoe ein, life was. Kai, there's a conjunction, joining, two sentences. Hei zoe, the life, ein, was, tophos, the light, ton anthropon, of the men. Kai, another conjunction, joining again, the last phrase and sentences with this one. And tophos, the light, en teskotia, prepositional phrase, en preposition used with the dative case. Skotia is a feminine noun meaning darkness. And the light in the darkness, phine, is shining. Present active indicative, presently shining and continuously. Kai, another conjunction, joining thoughts and sentences. Kai and heskotia, the darkness, auto, it, u, not, kateleben, did overtake. The darkness did not overtake the light. Line 11. Agenito, there became a man, anthropos, apestomenos, who had been sent para theou, para being a preposition, here used with the genitive, translated from. Not from out from God, ek theou, ek showing source, but para theou, showing from alongside of, a word used for a messenger. A man became, who had been sent from God, onoma auto, named to him, Ioannes. Houtos, this one, Eothen, came, eis marturion, for a testimony, eis being a preposition used with the accusative case, for a testimony. Hina, a conjunction that, hina used with the subjunctive verb, subjunctive shows possibility, probability, purpose, in order that he might testify, so showing purpose, concerning peri tu photos, concerning the light. Peri is a preposition, again used with the genitive case, translated concerning or about. Line 14, hina pantes pestusosin. Again, hina, the conjunction that used with the subjunctive, pestusosin, in order that all pontes might believe, showing purpose. Diao tu, through him. Again, the preposition diao with the genitive, showing agency through which something is done. Line 15. Uk ein akenos. Not was that one, akenos being the far demonstrative, hutos the near, That one was not Tophos, the light. But, notice line 16, what's highlighted, that's Allah, the conjunction in our vocabulary, meaning but. This shows a very severe contrast. Allah is used to show severe contrast, whereas De might be used to show a softer contrast. Line 16, but Hina, that he might testify, again Hina with the subjunctive showing purpose. Notice all, the alpha is missing on the end. There's an elision mark because the alpha has been eluded, because the first letter of the word preceding, following it begins with a vowel. So instead of Allahina, it's Alhina for pronunciation purposes. But in order that he might testify, peri to photos, concerning the light. Again, the preposition peri used with the genitive showing concerning or about which he was to testify. Line 17. Ein he was tophos, the light, to alethenon, the true. Alethenon being an adjective that describes the light. He was the true, the genuine light. Ho, which, photidze, enlightens. Again, the present active indicative verb showing the light is continually and presently. Not in the past, but is right now as John is writing and as we are reading. The light is enlightening every man, panta anthropon, coming, erkomenon, eis ton kosmon, into the world. Again, eis ton kosmon is a prepositional phrase. Eis, with the accusative, is translated unto or into. Line 19, verse 10. En to kosmo, in the world, ein he was. Kai, there's a conjunction. Ho kosmos, the world, diautu, through him. Again, a prepositional phrase showing agency through which he was created. The world through him became egeneto. Again, the aorist tense showing a single act in the past. And kai, the conjunction. Ho kosmos, the world, him, auton, uk, not egno nu. Eis ta idia, prepositional phrase, eis with the accusative, unto the things of his own he came, eothen, conjunction kai, and hoi idioi, his own ones. Notice it's in the masculine plural now, showing his own people. Line 23, auton him u perelabon, they did not receive. Verse 12, hosoi de, death being postpositive, meaning it comes second in the sentence, but it's translated first, and notice de also has a translation of but it is not as severe as Allah. But as many as received elabon, him, auton, edoken, this is the aorist form of a me verb, he gave to them, autois, authority, exousion, children, techna, theou, of God, genesthai, to become. Tois, to the ones, pistuousin, believing, and pistuousin is a present active indicative verb showing present and continuous action, to the ones believing into the name of him, to onoma autu. Hoi, who, uk, not, exhymaton, out of bloods, ude, neither, ek thelematos sarkos, out of will of flesh, ude, nor, ek thelematos andros, out of will of man. But, line 28, notice Allah is highlighted in its elided form because the following word begins with a vowel, but in sharp contrast to this, ektheu, out of God they were born, egenetheson. Kai and hologos, the word, sarx, egeneto, became. Egeneto again in the aorist tense, showing past action in a single act. Kai eskenosen, and tabernacled, and hemin, among us. Kai etheesamatha, and we beheld, tain doxon, the glory. Autu of him. Doxon, glory, and then hos, one of our vocabulary words, a conjunction, as, showing contrast, glory as, hos, monogenus, of an only begotten, it's an adjective describing the only unique one, parapatros, parapatros is a preposition, para, used with the genitive, translated from. Line 32. Pleres, full, charitos, of grace, kai aletheos, and truth. Ioannes, John, is testifying, martu rei. Notice the present active indicative, even when John was writing and even as we are reading. John is continuously testifying, periautu, concerning him. Kai kekragen, and has cried, a cry in the past that is still crying and effective today, saying, legon, houtos, this one, ein was, hon whom, apon, I said, ho, the one, ho opiso mu, the one after me, coming, erkomenos, and prosthen mu, before me, gegonen, has become. Hoti, notice it's highlighted, conjunction, because, again connecting phrases, protos mu, ein, first of me he was. Kai ek tu pleromatos autu, out of the fullness of him, ek being a preposition used with the genitive showing source, out of his fullness, hemes, we, ourselves, all, Pontus, received elabomen, and kai, notice the conjunction joining phrases and words, kai karin, grace, anti karitos, succeeding grace. Line 38, hoti, because, another one of our conjunctions, one of our vocabulary words, because, ho, Honomos, the law, dia moseos, through Moses, was given, edothe. Hekaris, the grace, kai healethia, notice the conjunction, kai, joining two phrases, hekaris and healethia, the grace and the truth, dia Jesu Christu, through Jesus Christ, egeneto, became. Line 41, Theon, God, Udes, no one, Heoraken, has seen, perfect tense, showing past as well as its effects today. No one has seen Popota at any time. Line 42, Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son, the one ho, being, own, eis ton kopon, prepositional phrase, showing place, into the bosom, tu patros, of the father, akenos, far demonstrative, that one, exegeseto, has declared or exegeted him. You should go over this lesson and review it and become familiar with it, and then go on to lesson 40, the final lesson in this series, and the study of the optative mood.